Thomas the Tank Engine Clancy teaches us basic math. Shotgun Simulator is now available on Games for Windows Live. And psychiatrist visitation rates quadruple in conjunction with increased reports of nightmares induced by Scion. More on this in a second. This is Losing Our Potatoes.
Cue the music.
Ba-da-ba-da. Wait, hold on. What was it? Ba-da-ba-da-na-na-na-na. Ba-now.
Ba-da-ba-da-na-na-na-na. Hey, Arnold!
I betrayed us all!
Amazingly sensual mouth recording.
There were helicopter dicks. It's worth listening to. I don't care about the books. I don't read books. I'm a gamer guy.
I'm out of booze! I'm out of booze!
Alright. Hello, everybody. This is Scorbutic. One of the hosts of this podcast we do bi-yearly, and with me I have Dr. Spooky once again. How are you?
Oh, I'm the spookiest.
How have you been? It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been approximately 10 years. I am now nearly at nursing home age, and my beard is magnificent.
And the other guy we have is apparently a dog covered in a sheet. I don't,
Oh, God, I forgot I...
Yeah,
wow.
That's Felheel.
It's been many
really
moons.
Really old icon.
Is yours Jack Black? Like a really zoomed up picture of Jack Black?
Yes, it absolutely is.
How are you, Felheel? All
right, doing a thing.
It's, actually, the picture is, the zoomed-in face of Jack Black from Pick of Destiny when he's trying to push a button with his boner.
Oh, gotcha.
Really? You look like Shrek on mine.
What?
You're definitely Shrek on
I'm
mine.
I'm definitely okay. Not Shrek.
That's weird.
I'm 100% Jack Black.
That's one of those League of Legends skins. Definitely not Shrek, right?
God. So a couple video games happened since we did this thing. A couple, two, three of them. But... Dr. Spooky, what have you been playing recently? Anything interesting?
Well, I mean, interesting, absolutely fucking not. lots of League of Legends with a couple of scrub lords by the name of Scorbutic and or Felheel. And then, let's see, what else have we done? We've dunked some kids in flying cars.
Well, I definitely want to get into what we've been doing in League of Legends in a little bit, because there's a broken character. Well, there's a couple broken characters.
There's several broken characters.
One that we've been using and winning, I think, 100% win rate.
Actually, believe it or not, no, because every time we end up with him, whoever's got him wins their lane super hard. And then the other two people on our team fuck it up.
No, Cameron, what you gotta do is you say, it's 100% win rate. Listen to us. This is the How to Climb Out of Elo Hell podcast. Go.
We take Elo Hell with us.
For reference, we are all, I believe, Diamond, right? Maybe one of us is Platinum.
They created a new league for me. I'm just saying.
Oh, gotcha. The dog covered in a sheet league.
Spook league.
Spook league.
I smell dog league.
Oh, Christ. Okay, and then so League of Legends, and then what happened? What'd you do?
There were some flying cars and some soccer balls.
Mm.
And then a lot of dudes in gas mask simulator where tanks on them and they blow up.
Oh, yeah.
We're good.
I'm pretty sure there's one game that you've been playing more than all of that. Combined.
Well, Pokemon Blue now, but what would that be, guy?
It's probably Stardew Valley. Stardew Valley.
You know what? Hold on. Let me fucking.
I think you have like 4,000 hours in that. Is that right?
I think that's about right. I have I've beaten the game approximately 17 times.
That is one of those games that you have
collected
to dump
all
a lot of time
in a
into,
waifu,
right?
Harem.
Ugh.
Is that a game you can actually beat?
What, Stardew Valley?
Or as an experience?
No, there's no end game. Your goal is to make it to 3 years, and then after that, it's like live your dreams.
Oh, that sounds riveting.
it's not supposed to be like fucking exciting. It's supposed to be a fucking relaxing good time.
But yeah, so it's like
fucking getting ruined in games with you two scrub lords. I can go home and just chill and plant blueberries or some shit.
It's Harvest Moon Nostalgia Simulator, right?
Absolutely, yes, actually.
I played all of five minutes of Harvest Moon, and I was like,
stop.
And then Travis realized that everything he plants dies.
So I only, unfortunately, have 42 hours in Stardew Valley, closely followed with 167 in Rocket League, where 40 of them were stolen from me. and then what else do I have? 70 hours in The Forest, 50 hours in The Division.
Wait, how many hours in Rocket League?
167.
And you had 40 stolen, so you're at 200 hours in Rocket League?
190, 200-ish, yeah. That's where I was supposed to be.
I'm at 162, so I'm effectively 40 hours less than you.
Yeah.
And I'm a higher level than you by a lot. What happened?
The game stole, like, 30 levels from me.
No, that was that 40 hours. I get that.
Like,
but if we've still been doing 160 hours congruently, apparently, at this point.
As Travis will attest, takes years. And the 40 hours they took from me was a lot of levels.
Oh, holy shit. I just looked at the playtime of my games on Steam, and Rocket League's my highest at 199.
Yeah.
Followed by Sidney Meier's Civilization V.
Actually, you know what? How
65 hours. Ew. Gross.
Is that you?
I have 68 for Civ 5,
you're paying. I hate that game. But
let's talk about Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed, though.
Let's not.
Dude, Danica Patrick, man. Who, baby?
Why would you... I don't get it. The characters that are in that game. It's a fun game. Why is Danica Patrick in that fucking thing? That makes no sense.
I imagine because one of her sponsors was involved with the game in some way.
Why is Soccer Guy Simulator in there? That doesn't make sense either. Yeah.
It's a Sega game.
Mm-hmm. Right, but that's Sega. Not a character. Like, that's just a...
No,
the name
it's
of
just a game. But a game can't drive
it's
a car.
It's promotional.
You don't know that.
Rocket
League does that all the time for me.
There's a guy who does soccer and stuff. He's a manager of it. He's in this game. You should go buy his game.
Okay, so Rocket
League. And no one does.
So Rocket League. What's the deal with that? What's happening? What's new? With that business. What can you guys tell us about that?
Is this going to be on the final quiz?
Yes.
Well, they definitely did put some good shit forward. I guess they're trying to do cross-network play between PlayStation and Xbox, which is kind of interesting because I don't think any other games right now really do that.
God, it's so... uneventful and boring because it could have been a thing so long ago.
Right,
absolutely.
And it's not for no reason.
Yeah. Exactly, because exclusives.
Well, the thing about it is, I'm no fucking network engineer by any stretch of the imagination, but realistically, in a third-party game like Rocket League, you have servers that they own that they're playing the game off of. So if you have someone on Xbox that is essentially tied to those servers and running through that, and you have someone on PS4 running on those same servers, there should be a way to cross-network it pretty simply, make it work correctly without, you know, any kind of issues. And it's been done with PS3 to PC through, like, Portal 2 way back when. There was some stuff with Xbox 360 and PC a while back. I can't remember what that one was. But I never understood why it was such a big deal, because people should have been able to do it years and years and years ago, but it's the companies just saying, nah, we want the money, and fuck those other guys.
Mine.
We don't want to pretend that other console exists.
Right.
Exactly.
But it was funny, because after that whole article saying, hey, it's being developed, or we're leaving it up to third-party developers to make this happen, Rocket League Media was like, yeah, we figured it out. Here you go.
Yeah, weird how that worked.
Yeah.
Like, immediately. And I'm pretty sure you're going to start seeing it fucking everywhere.
Yeah. What's interesting is a lot of people who plan on picking up Overwatch when it comes out on console, they're like, hey, can we play, you know, with the other console? Can we play with PC? And Blizzard came out and was like, no. You don't want to play against PC players. You can play with PlayStation guys.
They'll shit on you.
You don't want to play with people on PC because they'll beat your ass.
You don't want that.
I thought that was pretty funny. Put me against some Xbox players, guys. Come on. I'll take it.
It's HBO's fine. New special, man. A game of netcode.
Wiener.
So I heard they're playing some basketball in Rocket Cars now, or is that's coming soon?
Hopefully. I mean, they said they wanted to do it in time for March Madness, but my calculations, I'm just going to pull out my calculator here and just going to do a little...
The madness over?
Wait, what's... okay, carry the three. We're like fucking four days away from March being over, and we still don't have this update, so hey, the madness is almost gone.
There's still a significant amount of madness.
Classic April madness.
15% madness left, at least.
I mean, I better see a Twitter fucking post today saying, "Hey guys, we're late, but here you go. Here's the thing."
For real.
Hey guys, you mad yet?
I thought that was coming in like the early to mid March anyway.
That was. Hold the fucking phone. Twitter, fucking Overwatch just put out a little Winston plush.
I saw that. Absolutely did. I saw that.
Buying it. Done.
No, boycott them, Justin.
Boycott Blizzard. Oh god, so hard.
Don't give in, Justin.
I already pre-ordered my Xbox and my PS4 copies. I don't even own one of those consoles, but I have it. I got the game just in case. Oh, this coffee is wonderful.
Why don't you just fucking invest in Blizzard for Overwatch? Just give them all the money so then they can put your name in the credits or something. And then you are Overwatch.
I was going to invest in Blizzard, actually. And I was like, wait a second. I don't have money. And this was post them announcing Overwatch. So their spike had already happened. This is not important. Okay. So, what about the Batman update? That just happened. How do you guys feel about the Rocket Cars Batman update?
It was cool. I mean, it's cool to see the cross promotion and in a way that players can just have extra content. It was like,
man, if only
$1 for the car,
$2, mm-hmm. and if $2. Only they could do that with good content and movies that don't get shitty ratings.
And oh, dude, have you guys seen the interview with the actors from Batman vs Superman? They're sitting there and
I've seen it.
Oh yeah,
they sent it to you.
Yeah, that's right.
What happened? What are you talking about?
You go ahead and tell the story.
There's an interview with Ben Affleck, and I think his name's Henry Cavill or something like that, the guy that played Superman in Man of Steel. And they're doing an interview, and the host asks them if they've seen the internet ratings and reviews for Batman versus Superman. And at this point, Ben Affleck has not said a word. He's just kind of staring. And the guy who plays Superman's like, oh no, what do they say? And then all of these reviews pop up about how much it sucks donkey dick.
Mm-hmm.
And like it fades out, and the Superman actor is trying to defend the movie against that. Mm-hmm. And the camera just slowly zooms in on Ben Affleck while playing Simon and Garfunkel's Sounds of Silence. And it's incredible. It's absolutely everything I didn't know I wanted from
Hello, Darkness, my old friend.
It's interesting because from what I've heard, the Batman stuff is interesting.
Yeah, I heard Ben Affleck did a pretty good job.
From what I understand, there's like he's on the screen for a total of like
30
minutes.
Yeah. So, and I still not really. I love DC. I definitely prefer them over Marvel.
You're fucking high.
I don't understand why they think, hey, magical guy who can do everything, fight a normal human with a utility belt.
Well, the thing is, though...
That movie doesn't sound interesting to me.
The thing is, though, this fight's happened a lot in the comics. Like, right, Batman and Superman have gone at it several times. And about 75% of the time, Batman wins.
Yeah, because Batman's smarter than Superman. Yeah, all he has to do, he has contingency plans for everybody in the Justice League, and one of his big things for Superman is just he has kryptonite.
Yep,
like,
that's all he
needs.
It's
a secret weapon, and as long as he has that, it makes Superman so weak to the point where he's a mortal man, and Batman is essentially almost a league above mortal man because he's been trained in the League of Shadows well.
League of Shadows above a mortal man.
Yeah, he's God damn it.
Well, he wasn't born in the darkness, but you know.
Yeah.
but he was not molded by it.
It's League of Legends' new bracket, League of Shadows.
Oh, gotcha.
Shadow League.
All the characters are the same except for Sion, who is unstoppable.
I just surpassed Challenger, and I beat the LCS. So I'm a world champ. And they said, you know what, we're gonna make a league for you. It's a Shadow League.
What the fucking Sion? We need to talk about that later. That's a problem.
Let's move on.
We're still doing Rocket League, or are we moving on?
Let's move on. Batman Car, Rocket League sucks ass. Spoiler.
It's not good.
It's awful. Yeah, it's not good. Really small. It looks really good.
It's too flat and wide. Yeah. So if you hit wrong, you just bounce all over the place. It's not good.
And that's a problem with regular cars in the first place, but then it's amplified by... Oh, yeah, try blocking anything
with the
side of your car with the Batman car. Like the
van. There is no side of the car.
Yeah, there is no side. It's awful.
It's like a gentle ramp that guides the ball into the goal.
And with the amount of wrapping that the ball does around your car half the time, that's usually what happens. It'll slip over the top or the bottom if you try and block it with the side. But whatever. Car's bad. Moving on. Overwatch. One of the best games ever made.
Only Watch.
They still... Fellheal and Dr. Spooky still haven't gotten access to it.
Not by
approximately 10 years, the game has launched fairly unsuccessfully, I might add.
Which sucks because this game is a lot of fun, and you can have a lot of fun with it by yourself, but it is just exponentially more enjoyable if you have people you're coordinating with on your team. Because as my girlfriend and I were playing it the other day, and she realized what I was talking about when I say, you know, you're tanking for a team, you stand on a point, but it doesn't matter because your team doesn't care about the point. They're just trying to run around the map and kill people.
Yep.
So it's not that fun when that happens. So as soon as you guys can get in there, you should go ahead and do that. But I want
to
get
to your good buddies at Blizzard.
Hey, Blizzard.
Put a good word in.
I know you watch this podcast, Blizzard.
At least one of you, Blizzards.
How do you watch this podcast?
That's what we discussed last time.
How does one watch a podcast? Just
watch your podcast with your ear holes.
That's what I'm saying. So, I want to get your guys' opinions on characters you enjoyed versus characters you thought were not that great. Because when you guys played, it was on the open beta weekend, which was a while ago. And in this beta, unlike Blizzard normally, they've been actually updating quite a lot. So a lot's changed since then. So I want to see what happens when the game comes out and you guys play it again and you think, oh, I thought, you know, Winston was so overpowered when I played last time, but it's totally different now. You know, that kind of thing. So
Going back to the original question there, before you do this, characters I enjoyed, none. Characters that were not so good, all of them.
Well, moving on.
Sounds hated.
I sent you guys a list of all the characters.
Yeah, that you did.
So let's start with offense. Is there a specific character, Dr. Spooky, that you enjoyed in that grouping of people? Or thought was overpowered?
I mean, honestly, there was only one of them that I actually enjoyed, and it wasn't like there was no reason I should have enjoyed her. It was just, you know what? It's easy. Sure, I'll push a button and kill a bunch of guys. And that was Pharah.
Really?
Yeah, because Jesus Christ, it's like, okay, here's a jetpack and a rocket launcher, so you always have fucking ground on these guys.
What is this, Tribes?
And you're ruining Christmas.
Oh, dude. So, speaking of Tribes, they implemented a new thing in Overwatch that's kind of copied from Hearthstone, their Tavern Brawl. What they're doing is every week they'll switch out a custom game mode, and it's just like with crazy rules or whatever. Well, while they're in the beta, they're switching it every day, so we're always getting to see new stuff. This last one they did was you could only pick either Pharah or Mercy, and your cooldowns were real short. So you could jump and leap and
go up.
It was like playing Tribes, and I was like, okay, I did one of these, I'm done. Fuck this game.
I've never actually played Tribes, so I don't.
Just don't. It's garbage.
Noted.
Oh, we're robots that ski on fucking hills. Like, okay. Cool.
Yeah, I never found the real reason to play Tribes. I played it a couple times. It was fun, but it was really weird.
Yeah.
But you get the players that are still playing like the old tribes on like fucking bootleg servers, and they're just, all they do is just fucking 360 no scope rocket frags. Oh,
360 no scope rocket frags.
I don't fucking know. It was I don't like tribes.
Alright, so was there a character in the offense category that you had a problem with? I can think of one.
All of them? I mean, if we're honest, I hate just about all of the offense heroes.
Oh, yeah? That's interesting.
Genji is a giant robotic cocksucker. McCree wishes his beard was cooler.
All right.
Reaper, fucking, come on. Soldier 76 is a Call of Duty simulator, and Tracer is blown away by a gentle wind. really, that's pretty much it. I don't like them. Like, all the characters I like are in the defense tree.
That's interesting. Because I'm the same way. All my favorite characters are in defense.
And by all your favorite characters, you mean Junkrat.
Junkrat.
I think Cameron just needs to get good.
So, Felneal.
I mean, I'd sure love to practice, but Blizzard.
In the offense tree, Felneal, is there a character... I mean, I know the answer to this already. Who's the only character in Overwatch that you play?
There's actually two that I really enjoyed for offense.
Yeah, Spring Genji.
Good. No, obviously, it's Lucio and Lucio.
Oh, gotcha.
Because he's the best at attacking things.
Number one support.
No, yeah, actually, yeah, it was far off there.
It's Tracer and Genji were my two attack preferences. Because I like assassin-based kind of champs, or characters, I guess. Tracer, I could just blink around people, and it was always great where I could just go right up on somebody, unload a full mag of both my pistols, and while they're trying to turn around, like, what the fuck was that? Just recall back to where I was, and like, what the fuck? And just, they're dead. Like, they're fucked up. Genji,
pretty great.
Genji just unloads a ton of damage in his, like, quick little leaps where he can do his little sword dash, and I think it does still give him a bleed effect.
They removed the DOT, because they're like, fuck, this guy's a goddamn monster.
He's a goddamn menace.
That was pretty gross. But yeah, that, like, it's really cool. I don't like his ult as much, because I feel like you're just slapping people with a wet towel.
Get out of here. Well,
yeah, I feel like with the other ults in the game, like McCree, hey, I get... You know, I could get like a 6-player multi-kill by hitting the left click button, like where Genji has a giant fucking dragon sword, and he's already a crazy cyborg ninja. He should be one-shotting people with those. There was multiple times where I just slashed people 3 times before they would die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've definitely had that happen. I believe, and don't quote me on this, but I believe that they've reduced the long range damage on his pinpoint accurate shurikens. Now,
I'm not buying this game.
So so that's helpful. Is there a character in the offense tree that you did not enjoy or thought was underpowered?
I mean, probably Pharah. Honestly, I didn't like her, man. Like, there would be so many instances where I'd be up against one, and I wouldn't be playing Tracer, who is, you know, a fucking
menace.
Bathroom tissue of health.
Right.
You know, I'd be someone a little grisly, and she would still, like, one-shot me with a rocket out of fucking nowhere. Right. So I'm like, all right, I'll give it a shot and see what's going on. And I would fight, like, oh, here's a Tracer. I'm going to just, you know, beat the Christ out of her, and I hit her with 3 rockets. She's fine. So I'm like, you know what? Let's not ever again. But Soldier 76 as well. It's just too easy.
It's pretty boring. Later. Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably the most boring champion in this entire game.
I think that's by design, too, for people who are newer to these types of games.
For who do not know how to play as shooters.
Yeah, it does help where your ultimate's just like, oh, I can just shoot everybody in the face automatically without aiming? Neat.
So his ult is still the fucking Angelina Jolie, like, curving bullets, right?
Yeah, essentially.
Okay.
Basically. They look very similar, too. Him and Angelina Jolie.
I'd bang him.
I thought that was a given.
Unbreakable skeleton dick.
Okay, so for the best category, Dr. Spooky, in defense, is there a character you really liked in there?
So there's two characters I really liked, and one of them I want to get better with, but I didn't have the time to fucking get down, and that's May. I love my fucking amazing chubby ice princess.
Amazing. That's one of her emotes.
The best.
Oh, God damn.
Amazing.
And Hanzo. Hanzo was super fun.
Oh, Christ.
I like his whole play style, and I like his bullshit shoot through walls dragon nonsense. Mm-hmm. Because it's fucking hilarious.
It goes through the entire map. Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah,
for real. Junkrat was fun. I got to play a couple of games with him, and I kind of enjoyed him, but a lot of games were hit or miss, so I imagine these will change when I have the chance to actually play the fucking game. But until then, we manage.
I think I have like 3 times the amount of time played on him as any other character.
He's
so good. Oh my god. Is there anyone you disliked in that category? Wait for it.
Defense tree?
Wait for it.
Well, clearly my first dislike in the defense tree is Torbjorn.
Oh, hey now, come on. All right.
Potatoes are shut. But back when we played, and apparently this has been remedied, but back when we played, Bastion was a goddamn problem.
Yeah.
There were no situations where he would just set up and just shit bricks on kids.
No, he was fine.
He was totally fine.
What if we keep walking single file? Yeah, what if we keep walking single file around this corner? Oh, that guy in front of me died. Let me try.
I'm sure Felheel is friendly in the corner.
More than single file? That sure sucks. Be a shame if I set up a turret here.
Yeah, because when that weekend thing went out, he had a shield, and he couldn't spin 360, which he can now in his turret form.
Oh.
He no longer has... They had a shield on him in the first place, so you had to play like Symmetra or somebody to break through the shield, which was hilarious when we played three, like it was like 3 Symmetras versus 6 Bastions.
Yep.
Whooped their ass. Yeah. So they removed the shield. They gave him instead like 1,000 armor when he goes into turret. They also removed that too now because they're like, oh well, that was broken. So.
Whoopsie doodles.
Yeah. Seems a much a better place now, but so Justin, is there someone you like there?
In the defense,
Felheel, whatever your name is, dog with a sheet on him.
Yeah. Sheet dog.
So
sheet dog.
Felheel only has one fucking mode, and that mode is gas pedal. So I am very much in the attack defense. So one of my favorite ones for defense is probably Reaper.
I meant in the actual defense category. God damn it. He's like, oh, my defense character is Reaper.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. My second defense is Tracer.
Christ.
No, I'm just kidding. So, honestly, it's like a defensive character. I actually really like May. I really think she's an underrated character that's not played as much as she should be.
Yeah, still underplayed. I don't get it.
Yeah. She has so much crowd control with just where she can put her wall.
Once I get in the goddamn game.
Where she can put her wall, where she can do her ultimate, and where she can just freeze people with her normal guns. It's it's actually really, really broken if you have somebody who knows how to play her.
Yeah.
But I want to get better with Junkrat because he's fucking disgusting.
God damn it. He's just like an artillery machine that's just sitting in the back lines, just peppering the whole field the whole time.
The other one I really want to get good with is... I really like D.Va, and I think she's really good if you can play her correctly. But Zarya, I really want to get good with Zarya.
She's like my number 3 played right now. She's overpowered if you know what you're doing with her.
I'm actually super okay with people wanting Zarya. Everybody loves giant pink-haired Barra wife.
She's so good. I've definitely gotten several play the games with her. Oh my god.
What are those? Like, do you have to play the game to get those? Or?
You do, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Are we still talking about the Overwatch beta RPG that came out?
Yes, we are, as a matter of fact.
I just, I'm going to start it up here, and my salt level's already at 30%. That's pretty cool.
So, no Widowmaker for either of you? Not interested?
I like Widowmaker as an attack option, because I just beat the shit out of people, and then I switch to, like, Tracer or something like that.
And her ultimate actually helps quite a bit.
What was her ultimate again?
You could see the characters through walls.
Oh.
Type thing.
Doesn't it affect your whole team?
Yes.
Is it just her?
It's everybody.
So it's a utility situation.
Yeah.
Right.
As opposed to, you could play the other sniper on defense, which is Hanzo, and he does have those massive dragons, which are good in really, like, in specific situations where people can't run away real quick. but a lot of people are getting used to, like, oh, I hear the big guy, the guy yelling Taquito Grill. And, let's step out of this way. Yeah.
Taco Casita.
Taco Casita. Tokyo Grill. Sorry, that's what it was.
Okay, all right.
But obviously it's Junkrat and Torbjorn on defense. You guys.
Torbjorn.
They added a Barbossa skin for Torbjorn in this latest patch.
Oh,
and
God. It's so done already. Like, I haven't even got in the game, and I'm already done.
I don't know why you'd play anything else, honestly. So, in the tank category, Felheel. yeah, let's do Felheel first.
You know where I'm going.
Who do you like in the tank category, Felheel?
Like I said, D.Va and Zarya are probably the two that I really want. I want to get Goomba Zarya. I haven't played her enough in the weekend beta.
None of us have, Justin.
I played a pretty decent amount of D.Va when she was out. That was pretty fun. But also, Winston was really good. I really like him for just jumping around and beating the shit on people.
Totally underplayed.
Or out of people. Yeah, absolutely. That fucking Lightning Cannon is just...
It's gross.
It's not talked about enough. But anyway... Roadhog was pretty fun. Reinhardt, I never played.
What?
I'm so ashamed.
Oh my god, Justin.
He looks completely underwhelming. Hey, I've got a shield that has now been reduced to, what, 5,000 health, right?
It's 2,000. But
2,000? That's nothing.
Right. When everyone else in the game has, like, 100 to, like, 200 health, it's pretty nice, especially if you get multiple... What Dr. Spooky and I used to do is we'd get two Reinhardts and just stand back to back on a payload, and we just keep swapping back and forth. No one could touch it. It was hilarious.
Yeah, we literally walked that payload all the way down the thing with both of us standing on that and never having to change characters.
It was fucking hilarious.
Now, does Reinhardt's ult, does it gain like percentages with the damage that you absorb with that shield?
Oh. That's interesting. That's a good question, because it's changed since you guys played. So it used to be when you dealt damage to people, when you healed somebody, you got charge for your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they said that doesn't really work for players like tanks and stuff, because you're just absorbing. So what they did now is you do get increased charge for doing your role, for attacking people, healing, all that, but you also get charge over time now, steadily. So,
okay.
So yeah, and it's a really good. I feel like they hit the timing on it pretty well, because you get a few of them, but you don't get it constantly. And if you play well, you get rewarded with a lot of them.
What was Reinhardt's ult? The charge
is
hammered down. What are you talking about?
He shoots this little thing out of the ground, and it goes in a straight line, and everybody just goes, oh, that you got that move? Well, I got my sidestep move, and then that's it. And he wasted his ult.
When Justin played against him, when we played him, it was, oh, you got that move? I got my die move.
He's got.
Travis and I know how to hammer kids.
He's got a cone AoE. Really?
I never played him. All the people I played against as Reinhardt was like, I'm going to ult you, and I'm like, I'm Tracer.
You're fucking dead.
Well, he's got,
I just fucking teleport behind you and hit you in the dick.
He yells hammer down, and he slaps a hammer on the ground, and he has a cone AoE in front of him, and it knocks everyone on their asses.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a really good utility thing. A lot of people rush in with Reinhardt, knock them all down, and then, you got Pharah or something just blasting everyone while they're on the ground. It's pretty good.
What's her ult? The missiles rain down from sky, right? Is that how it goes?
Justice rains from a bleh. That's how that one. That's how that one goes. Oh, Reinhardt.
She goes up there, Oh, hey, she's there, and she's dead.
Oh my god! When I was playing Roadhog the other day, this one Pharah just hated me every time.
Let her down.
Just let me hook you out of there. Oh, and they added achievements too, which is great, and it feels really good. When you hear Justice Reigns, you hook him in the face with Roadhog and then get an achievement after you murder it. It's wonderful. Dr. Spooky, what kind of tanks do you like?
Oh, fucking Reinhardt all day, baby.
It pretty much was just Reinhardt that you played.
Reinhardt and Roadhag.
Yeah. So Roadhog's really good, like, at offense. Like, he's like an off-tank type of I'm gonna beat the Christ out of anyone who's slightly squishy on the other team.
He has no mitigation. He just has his heel when it comes to, like, fucking tanking bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just, let me just ruin you real fast.
I do believe he has the most base health of any character in the game, but that's because he doesn't have really any defense.
Well, yeah, he's just got a big-ass stomach just hanging out with no armor on it. He's just gonna, hey, I'm Tracer, I'm just gonna fucking uppercut you in the belly button. What's up?
Were you underwhelmed by any tank specifically?
I really don't like the other three. I can't stand D.Va. I think she's fucking the worst.
I believe there are four.
You're the worst.
You're right.
There are only three left. Winston, I don't like him. I don't like the way he plays. I don't know whether it was because they didn't have enough time to play him
mm-hmm.
or what, but I was not impressed. And Zarya, it's not my play style. I'm going to absolutely 100% get in somebody's face and make them regret things.
Winston's just so underplayed, but if the other team has, like, a sniper on it, I almost always grab Winston and then just leap across the map and, like, when Widowmaker gets electrocuted just from a Winston jumping on her face, you can't do anything. You're just like, oh, well, I guess I die now. That's cool.
I got my die move.
All right, so last category, support.
Yeah, baby.
Fell heel.
What's support?
Did you play support at all?
Tracer is support.
I played some support. Played some Lucio. I played that Symmetra game against the six Bastion fucking mess.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, that was
I did play Zenyatta. I really like Zenyatta. Mercy, I think, kind of sucked, except for her ult. Her ult is the best part of her kit.
Right.
Symmetra I didn't like, other than the turrets. Lucio was pretty fun, because you could just walk around, heal people while you're walking next to them. You have your sweet pushback weapon,
mm-hmm.
And then you can just never die, which is pretty sick. But Zenyatta is easily the best, 100%.
Well, he's definitely the most... I can see why you say that, because he can do the most damage out of all of them.
Surprise!
Because again,
for the damage.
The Orb of Discord. Yeah. The Orb of Discord he can throw on people, you can two-shot them with Zenyatta.
That's what I did.
So you were not very impressed by Mercy?
No.
Gotcha.
I thought she was a little underwhelming for her heals.
I got more to say on that in a second. What about you, Dr. Spooky? Did you play support?
This is where things get weird. You bet your sweet fucking ass I played support.
Jesus.
I played all of them at least once.
Gotcha.
And I actually fucking love all of them. I love all the support characters.
Interesting.
Zenyatta and Lucio are definitely my favorites, but Mercy can do some gross shit, and Symmetra has her uses.
Mm-hmm.
But you better fucking believe it's Zenyatta all the way, baby.
I would argue Symmetra has one of the best ultimates in the game
teleporter.
It'll
change a game if it's done correctly.
Oh, yeah.
And hidden well.
That's the kicker, yeah.
That's what we did when we played three Symmetras versus, I think it's five or six Bastions.
Six.
We just had supports out, or teleports out. We keep going down there and hitting them with our right clicks. It was hilarious.
That's how you win the game, kids.
Yeah.
Charge it up, one shot.
Zenyatta, really good at trying to take a point because he's got that AoE, like, invulnerability thing.
Yep.
Now,
does that make enemies invulnerable as well?
No.
Okay.
And Lucio, I would argue, is one of the... I hated this guy when they announced him. He looks so stupid.
Yeah, he does. He looks like a shitty cartoon character. Yeah.
Can we real talk for a second? Why is every, like, fucking Jamaican dude a fucking DJ?
Yeah, for real.
In every video game. He's always got dreads, and he's
like
always
a
goddamn DJ.
Like, what, in Street Fighter, the Jamaican guy who was named DJ?
Yeah. Every fucking game, dude.
Jesus. But he, I would say, is one of my favorite characters now to play because he's so effective. And he can skate on walls, which is incredible.
Gross. Yeah.
That's just impressive. That's gravity-defying.
Mercy, though, is my least played character in the game by a lot because she's got the best single-target healing, I think, in the game. But I don't want to, like, she's too squishy. Her ultimate's really the only part I'm interested in. When I'm healing somebody, I have to hide while I'm doing it, which I get that. but if someone looks at you wrong, you fall over. And the whole flying thing, if your teammates aren't paying attention, they will block your line of sight. You can't fly to them. Ugh. Gross. But she does have the only damage-increasing ability in the game. So if you stick that on a Bastion or something, it's...
That's, oh, boy.
Yeah. That's all.
That's all.
Yeah. And I believe her pistol is the weakest gun in the game, if I'm not mistaken.
Divas might be Mercy's. Weaker.
Oh, it's fine now. Let me tell you.
Oh, really?
It's great.
What are we discussing?
Divas cannons.
Oh.
No, not the cannons. Like, when she gets knocked out of the mech, her little light pistol.
Oh, no. That one does more than Mercy's, for sure.
Okay.
But yeah, so, all in all, favorite character, if you had to pick one.
I would just love to see them give Mercy just like a fucking 1911 handgun.
Yeah.
Hey, go crazy.
It doesn't even match her kit at all. It's just a regular.
Yeah, it's just one they grab. They just got a pistol they grabbed out of like CSGO.
It's got the shitty skin and a bayonet on it.
Every time run around with her, you have to switch to your knife so you go a little faster.
Forget flying.
Game. I hate Call of Duty.
I have never played that, so I'm sure it'll be fine. Fucking.
You're not missing.
I'm glad you said that. I hate Counter-Strike as well.
Yeah.
So that's cool. This is the hate podcast, I think.
No, the hate podcast will be exceptionally special, and we'll only talk about League of Legends.
Yep.
I don't know if I can handle that much salt.
Dr. Spooky, all in all, favorite character, if you had to pick one, who is it?
It's a tie between Mei and Zenyatta, because I like aesthetically what Zenyatta does, and how he's like, you know, the obnoxious Buddhist monk knockoff and a robot. Which is not what I expected from this game.
And
how does a robot achieve Zen? I don't get it.
Yeah, you know what? Without his Buddhism, he would only be Yada.
And
moving on.
And he has one of the best attack animations in the game.
Oh yeah.
My god, it's so great.
Flinging out them balls. but I adore Mei. I am absolutely fucking in love with Mei, and I will play the shit out of her when I fucking buy the stupid game and play it whenever.
Yeah, it's great.
Wait, no, we're supposed to boycott it, dude. You're not supposed to.
Oh, fuck, shit. The fuck you, Blizzard.
One character you hate in the game. You're not interested in at all.
In before Tracer.
In the offense tree?
God damn it. Can I pick the whole offense tree?
Genji. 100% Genji. Murder That's him, fair. And he must die.
That's fair. All right, Felheel, same questions.
My favorite would... I mean, it's Tracer. It's T-Racer.
So
you know what I'm saying?
Good.
She's so good.
She has.
I don't care.
She has like a speed racer skin.
And
what?
Yeah.
What did you say to me?
Yeah, it's T Racer, dude.
I'm fucking fire.
I don't care that she's like a gentle leaf that fell off a tree, going into a meat grinder.
She has to be
as far as health goes. But oh yeah, but she's so much fun to play. Like she's probably easily the most fun character I think in the game, because no one else can do what she does. But Tracer,
annoying.
Sure. Yeah,
literally, that's her job.
That's,
yeah.
Dude, right? Have you played modern shooters? It's all about being the most annoying and exploiting all the gay shit that
As
could possibly
fact,
be in there.
No, I haven't played modern shooters.
Oh my god, you are not missing out.
I'm busy with Mountain Stardew Valley.
I hate shooters now, man. Like I used to do like a lot of tournaments for older shooters, and I used to be pretty fucking good. And then it just like every game. That's come out has facilitated the worst playstyle and the worst community.
An arcade playstyle.
I don't even play shooters anymore because it's just garbage, man. And like I said, the gaming community is just falling apart. Anyway, that's a whole nother tangent. But Tracer is bringing me back to fun shooters. And then the worst, or my least favorite, I guess, it's probably 76.
That's fair.
He facilitates the modern shooter.
Yep. The one good thing, like the only couple good things about 76 is he's very basic. So if you're new at the game, he's definitely something you can get into and still be effective.
You point and you click to shoot. You have an ult that shoots for you essentially, and you have a healing pack.
And he fits in basically any team comp. So. You can never go wrong by picking him, but that makes you a giant tool bag.
Yeah, that's why I don't like him. I want specialized characters. I don't want to play fucking, I can do anything, and I can do it really well because bullshit.
Yeah.
That's, and it looks like a mix between fucking Sub-Zero and Cyclops, and it's fucking stupid. Right.
Hey, man, don't you bring fucking Sub-Zero down to his shitty-ass level. Sub-Zero's a goddamn hero.
If you gave Sub-Zero a fucking assault rifle and gave him some red fucking glasses, you have 76.
All right, motherfucker, look here. You cannot shit-talk Sub-Zero when they got fucking Steve Bloom to do the voice for him or whatever. That's bullshit. Don't you fucking insult him.
So anyway.
What? Orlando Bloom.
Motherfucker, look here.
The best character
in
the game.
You will not bring heat.
Best player in the game, Travis.
This goddamn podcast. I will drive to your house and punch you in the taint.
The best character in the game.
As an iron taint.
Clearly Junkrat.
Most broken character in the game, you're right.
Mr. Hooly Dooly. He's so great.
Mr. Hooly Dooly.
I love his voice. Whoever did his voice, oh my god. Amazing job. It's hilarious. Worst character in game is Mercy. I don't like her. I can't stand playing. And having one on the other team, I'm only afraid of her ultimate. That's the only thing that I care about. Because I can.
She's got a 5-man kill. Yeah. Kill streak. And, they're, resurrected immediately right around me.
That's the only thing I'm worried about. Because even through her healing, as much as it does heal, you can out-damage it. Especially if you're like Zenyatta. You can out-damage it. It's a joke. But since you guys have played, they added a couple new maps. They added like a Grease type of map. Route 66, which is one of the coolest maps in the game, but it looks very Team Fortress-y. Okay. It feels kind of like an homage back to, the red, brown, gray.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yes. That's a pushing the payload map, but they added another map type called Control, where they had payloads where you push the whole thing. They had capture points, kind of like Rush, sort of, in Battlefield, where you grab one point, the next one unlocks, then you have to get the next point.
Like 2112 Rush, or?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh my god.
2112. What are you talking about?
Dude, the band Rush.
I gotcha. Rush. I'm thinking about video games here, people. Not garbage bands. Anyway.
Hey, you know what? I don't like Rush, but they're not a garbage band. They fucking revolutionized some shit. So don't give me your fucking horse shit.
I don't like
Led Zeppelin either, for the same reason. They're just not my thing.
We get it. Tom Sawyer's, he's a mean guy. We get it.
You're not married!
He's like, you're not married. What is she talking about? It feels like a marriage. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Brittany Jones.
Talk shit about Rush just to make her upset. This is professional.
So they have the payload maps. They have those type of Rush maps. They have a mixture of the two where you have to capture a point and then move a payload. Okay. But they added in a Control map where there are three rounds. There's a point. Both teams rush to the point. You have to capture it. Once you capture it, you don't have to stand on it. You just accumulate points. The other team tries to take it back. If you win the first round, it moves to the second round. If the other team wins the second round, it'll move to a third round.
I saw AC Gold do that against the newly formed C9 for
Fuck me.
Yeah, it's a whole topic we could do. Dumb. But that's I don't get it. But yeah, they beat them. They were both stuck at 99 points. It was pretty crazy, and he ended up winning at the last minute by playing a good old Wheel Wheel Genji.
Yep.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm already done with that conversation.
And that was back when Zenyatta orbs stacked. Let's not go there.
Oh gross. My god.
They just nerfed him, so if you're out of line of sight of him, your orb will return after 3 seconds. So, thank Christ. You can't just throw shit on a teammate and go, okay, my job's done. See ya.
I'm done here. Gonna go murder guys now.
So yeah, a bunch of interesting stuff. They added weekly brawls, which I talked about before. They added personal highlights for each game. So, at the end of every game, someone gets to play the game. It shows it. It's really cool. You have an animation for it. It's neat. Often, it's incorrect, but it's there.
Yes.
They added 4 different categories to play the games now. So, it's not just who killed the most people. You can get it in other ways. You can still get it by who killed the most people. They call it the high score, the regular one. You can get it by lifesaver, which is if you make a pivotable.
Pivotable.
Yeah, pivotable. We're talking Excel here, people. If you make a pivotal, like, heal at a correct moment, or if you're, like, a Mercy and you res everyone to win the game right after, you can get a play-the-game lifesaver version. You can get one for Sharpshooter, which is, you know, you're a McCree and you snipe a Pharah out of the sky when she's ulting. And you can get one for shutting down a team, which is when you kill someone when they're right about to do something major. So if you see, like, Lucio jump up in the air to give everyone the shields, and you shoot him before he can hit the ground, you can get you can get a shutdown play of the game. And they seem pretty good right now. But on top of that, each game you play, Overwatch will save your own personal play of the game for it, even if you didn't get play of the game.
Oh, and it'll give you, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it'll give you a reel of here's what you did, you know, as Symmetra in the last game, and here's your personal play of the game. It's really neat. Added a bunch of skins and stuff. They added Barbossa skin to Torbjorn, and it's so good. Oh my god, it's so good. Bunch of other stuff, but
My question is what they've added. I know you can do tags or sprays in the game.
Yeah.
Can you do custom ones yet?
No, you can't, but that does...
Well, not buying. Me. That's 0 out of 10 for me. How else am I going to show people, like, how dumb I am other than, you know, putting, like, a fucking Macho Man Randy Savage spray on, like, every wall? All right,
hold on a minute. Are you telling me we can't have Macho Man?
Oh, my God. Where is,
I don't think you understand, brother. We need the Macho Man.
there was a thing in one of the brawls that they just did, where, like, you pick Mei at the beginning.
Yeah.
But it switches your character every time you die to a random character. It was actually super fun. But, oh Christ, you guys are going to see these in a second here. But what would happen is, say I picked Mei to begin with, but they switch me automatically to Junkrat. If I go to place a tag, I'll use Mei's tag. It wouldn't be Junkrat's. So it was kind of a little bug. And no matter who they switched you to in the game, you'd still use Mei's tag. And I was going to report this to them and let them know. Well, apparently they know. There's a bigger problem, though. At the end of the game, if your team wins, everyone goes into victory poses, right?
Right.
And you can have custom victory poses that you unlock and stuff. So, for example, one of Reinhardt's is he's flexing. And Reinhardt's a really big character frame, very distinct. Well, if you had initially picked Reinhardt, no matter what character you picked, they would end the game in that victory pose.
Oh, no.
And then this would happen. If you guys want to go ahead and take a look, I know you guys can't see this.
I'm sure it'll go up on there.
It's...
Holy shit.
Zarya, you've been...
working out.
It's an accident.
It's nightmare-inducing. But what's even worse is there's a pose that Junkrat has called It'll Stick That Way, where he's kind of leaning back, he's holding his gun up, and he's sticking his tongue out.
That Reaper skin's actually really fucking cool.
Yeah.
The Spanish one.
Yeah, the mariachi situation.
Somebody got the victory pose with Junkrat while playing Mercy, and if want to go ahead and look at that.
Oh, no.
I've had nightmares, guys. Look at her neck. What is wrong with her neck?
Dude, her jaw's fucking unhinged.
Look at this. And Soldier 76.
76 next to him.
Soldier 76 is doing somebody else's pose too. This was the.
Look at fucking Diva. She's like, oh god, no.
This is the first one. That's like Reinhardt's pose.
You need to toss these up on the Twitter for the page.
I'm definitely going to.
fuck.
I can't get over that Zarya one.
That's terrifying.
It's awful. Shit. So, there's a petition on Reddit, for Blizzard to not fix that ever. So,
actually very much am. I need to sign this petition.
Oh, God.
wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's horrifying. Okay, so let's see here. You guys want to quickly talk about something else? Did either of you have a particular game you want to go?
How long we want to let this one go?
Well, if we do them infrequently like this, I don't mind them being a little longer.
I'd prefer to do them just frequently.
I bet you would.
Like, it's 1:30. I mean, we get... well, shit, I'm dating the episode.
Wow, dude, fucking behind the scenes.
Christ.
Yeah, for real, dude. We could run another one.
I mean, I'd be down for that.
All right, well, we'll save the League of Legends nightmares for that adventure, then.
Is this an intermission?
This will be a little break. Oh, he'll edit this out in post.
This is the end of part one.
Maybe he'll edit this out in post.
Because we should do an ending tag if we're, you know, cut this out, put an ending tag on the first one.
We should. We should tell people where they can find us and stuff.
I don't want people finding me, man. I'm a hermit.
It's probably better for them if they didn't find you.
And my unbreakable skeleton dick.
Okay. All right.
Alrighty, here we go.
Felheel, where can they find you?
Facebook, Twitter, YouTube /Felheel. Easy enough.
Well, that was simple.
F-E-L-H-E-A-L.
What about you there, Dr. Spooky? I believe it's ItalianTwitter.com/...
Yeah, Doctore.
Doctore?
ItalianTwitter.com at Dr. Spooky. Except the O's in Spooky are them zeros, girl. Oh,
Christ. I am Scorbutic on Twitter, which is at Kentucky Shuffle, because Scorbutic was taken, and Kentucky Shuffle was my old League of Legends name. I believe
Hold on. It's still your League of Legends.
Microphone, you okay? You okay, microphone?
Post.
I slapped her around. Hold on. We have another thing. Hold it. You can find the show at Losing Our Potatoes at Twitter, and that's at Losing Our Taters. Just so you know. We do have a thing now.
We do?
Yeah, we do.
We've had a thing for a minute.
It's fucking news post anything.
Right. I believe we have a Gmail also.
Yeah.
I think it's Losing Our Potatoes at gmail.com. Is that correct?
You're on your fucking computer.
I'm not sure.
Fucking click
we
a thing.
We have the technology, I suppose. Let's see. Hold on. Gmail.org. Hold on. Wait for it.
g.mail.potatoes.
losingourpotatoes@gmail.com. You can write us there and tell us how wrong we are about stuff. And then we'll trash talk you on our show. It'll be great.
With love.
I'll enjoy that. Well, partially hate. With love. Mostly with hate.
Lots and lots of hate.
I think we're on Facebook, too. Losing Our Potatoes. I could be wrong.
Do we have those yet?
I think so. But yeah. Well, this is the end of part one. Tune in for more useless garbage in the next episode.
I don't think we have a Facebook page.
I think we do. Hold on.
These new Overwatch skins are badass.
Oh, my God. Dude, they're... amazing.
Next podcast, damn it.
Hold on.
We'll discuss that in a minute.
Losing Our Potatoes. Hold on. Wait.
He's got to make one.
Travis, stop losing your potatoes.
Christ. We don't have one, but Scorbutic is on Facebook. That's where I've been putting
stuff.
We will
have one soon.
Sure. I'll go with that answer.